Yeah, okay.
Hello and good evening everyone, and thank you for joining today's call for Univasto India Limited Q4 FY20 earnings call. I'm Khushi from FinPortal Investor Relations team, and it is my pleasure to welcome you all. We are joining today by senior members of the management team, including Dr. Pradeep Khandagle, Chairman and Managing Director, and Girish Deshmukh, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen mode only, and there will be an opportunity for us to ask questions after the management remarks. Note that this meeting is being recorded. Let me hand it over to the Girish Deshmukh to take you through the key financial highlights. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Khushi. Good evening, everyone. I am pleased to share the financial performance of Univasto India Limited for Q4 and full year FY26. For Q4 FY26, our revenue from operations stood at 109.44 crores, reflecting a growth of 174.23% year on year and 94.88% quarter on quarter. EBITDA for the quarter came in at 15.26 crores with an EBITDA margin of 13.94%. Profit after tax stood at 10.33 crores, reflecting a PAT margin of 9.44%. And earnings per share for the year, for the quarter, were 2.84 rupees per equity share. For the full year FY26, revenue from operations stood at 243.35 crore, a growth of 42.16% year on year. EBITDA for the year was 14.61 crore. With an EBITDA margin of 17.10%. Profit after tax came in at 25.69 crore and EBITDA reflecting a PAT margin of 10.56%, and full year EPS stood at 6.48 per equity share. Khushi, now I think we should go to the first slide. Before, I mean, this is just the synopsis of what happened for the quarter and for the year. Can we go to the first page?
Oh, yes, sir. So this is our first page only.
Okay. So FY26, as we have seen, has been a standout year where our strategy has finally translated into big numbers. The focus is simple, fast top-line growth, but fully backed by safety and good margins. About the company overview, we are no longer just a standard brick-and-mortar civil contractors. We are scaling up as a tech-driven infrastructure company. Our Class 1A unlimited license means we can bid for huge government tenders completely on our merit. No need to unnecessarily share margins with JV partners. Our order book at 1854 crores of ongoing work versus 916 crores completed. This is a solid 2x book to bill ratio, giving us a clear revenue visibility for the next 2 to 3 years. Khushi? Regarding the business segments, Khushi, can we go to the next slide, please? Yeah. Regarding the business segments, we have spread our wings across eight clear business segments. If one sector slows down, the others pull the weight. Specializations like metro, BMS, tunnel ventilation, and data centers are the niche fields that we are foraying into. Because the competition is lower here, we can safeguard our profit margins much better than the regular other civil infrastructure related work. Khushi, can we move on to the next slide? Yeah. So these are our strategic acquisitions and partnerships that we would like to highlight. Bootus Infra LLP, This handles our net zero projects, expanding our footprint in North India at comfortable 16 to 17% operating profit margins. TNT and Ansh JVs. So here we partner strategically. So basically, in Pune Metro, we teamed up with to combine the strengths and allowing us to hit strict qualification bars without locking up 100% of our own capital. Martha Pools Italy tie up with the official Olympic partner. Low overheads for us, but gives us an absolute monopoly edge for premium sports infrastructure bids. So basically, we also look forward to the 2030 Olympics that we are looking to, or to, you know, to host. Push the next slide, please. Yeah, so a very strong leadership and core team. Our leadership team has a solid institutional experience across civil engineering, defense services, and statutory bodies like CIDCO. I mean, this means project delays and cost overruns at site level are strictly under check, which keeps our credit rating strong and bank interest rates low. So as we discussed earlier, our focus on safety measurements is also, I mean, catered to with the help of these renowned, or actually, I'll say, strong, having strong handhold in the safety mechanisms. Kushi, the next slide, please. Yeah, we have a strong order book as we discussed earlier, 1,854 crore of order book in as on March 26. So it is spread across Maharashtra, UP, Gujarat and Haryana. So we aren't dependent on any single state, which I mean, which has the possibility to restrict our growth, or so that is not the case in our case. Q4 was massive, bringing in 1,317 crore of fresh orders. On the next slide, Kushi. Kushi, I'm on the next slide. Yeah, Q4. So this is 1,317 crore of fresh orders. Big tier one names like MMRDA, Metro Line 6, and L&T Metro Line 4 came in. These major public projects have structured payment milestones, which keep our working capital cycle clean. Yeah, thank you. So our quarter four revenue, as we discussed earlier, stood at 109.44 crores, and full year revenue crossed 243 crore. So this is a healthy jump of about more than 42%. EBITDA for the full year, we held our ground with a steady 17.10 EBITDA margin. Q4 margin was slightly lower because when you suddenly mobilize multiple massive new sites, initial setup costs hit the P&L first. Eventually, all this will normalize. The net profit surged, as we have seen earlier, significantly by 65 plus percent to 60 2 rupees 25.69 crore. The most important part over here is the finance costs. You would appreciate that our full year finance interest cost actually dropped by 6.59%, and we are managing our funds tightly and recovering dues on time. So eventually we should see the growth in revenues and PAT, but not an equivalent growth in our finance costs. So going ahead, actually we are targeting to with vision. Can we go to, yeah, this was P&L that we discussed. Can we go to the balance sheet side? So if you see the cash and bank balances stood up to 16.69 crore. I mean, big jump from what was there in the last fiscal. So basically, this is the result of the revenues that we have. You know, we have been able to generate, and the realization against those revenues. So our trade payables. So basically, we are trying to match the working capital cycle by, equalizing the payment cycles also. However, actually, I mean, there have been queries about the trade receivables thing. We would like to bring to your attention that out of the trade receivables, current trade receivables, we have recovered about 87% in just 45 days after the year end. So, can we go to the next slide, please? Yeah, huge. So we are completely on track for a comfortable, actually, growth rate. I mean, more than I can say two, or we can think of even our MD Pradeep sir will be able to guide us on all on the coming year's numbers. But as we discussed earlier, we are looking for a massive growth, top line growth as well as PAT growth, keeping our strict cash flow management intact, so that our debt levels are also within limits. We are looking forward for Olympic, as we discussed earlier, Olympic and Commonwealth bids. So our sports and net zero way, verticals are perfectly timed to cash in at this stage. So the company is fully capitalized, I mean, tightly managed on cost and sitting on record higher order book. We are well positioned to deliver long-term compounding value to our stakeholders. With this, I think it's time for the technical update or technical side. So I request Dr. Pradeep Khandagre sir to highlight the key operational aspects and business outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kitish. Thank you, Kushi. And good evening, everyone. Our order book over 1854 crores across five states with a strong revenue visibility. Two metro big wins in quarter four for L&T and IRCON, and both are above 1000 crores. Sports complex pipeline growth about 244 crore. And we are well positioned for 2030 Commonwealth game with the association with Mirzapur, Italy. Our target is more than two times CAGR in current year. Now I hand over the call back to the moderator for the question and answers.
Thank you so much, sir, for the detailed introduction. We'll now begin the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask questions are requested to raise their hand. So we'll take the first question from Mukesh Panjwani.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
So first of all, congratulations for a great set of numbers. My first question is, so our order book is really strong. And I was looking at the presentation. A large part, around 1500 crores, is set to complete by FY28. So that is a big step.
Yes.
If you see the track record in last 3 years, we have done around 120, 170, 240. So how you are scaling up to execute this on manpower, equipment, project management? Are you like confident of delivering it on schedule?
Yes, we are very much confident to deliver it on schedule. or the design aspect is completed. Major orders are already placed and we are ahead of the time. All the teams are in position. All plants and machinery are in position.
Okay. So, sir, to execute it over like next 2 years, how much working capital will the scale up need? And how do you plan to fund it, like internal cash or debt or equity dilution? How we are going to manage it?
Sir, we have our CC from Canara Bank and HDFC Bank. We already have our own funds. Also, we are going to get around 14 crore in July from the warrants. And I myself apply for the warrants last week only to bridge the gap.
So those warrants, the remaining payment is to be made in 18 months.
So 18 months is the highest time.
Okay, but you will pay it in the July itself. That is great, really great.
No, in July there is earlier warrants are due for people.
Okay, got it. Earlier warrants you will clear. Got it. So, but sir, would that be sufficient to fund it? Because the order book
Yes.
is huge. That is my point.
Yes, the order book is huge, but we are handling our cash flow very wisely.
Okay. So, like right now, the debt to equity is around 0.3. So, would that be in that comfort zone?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And sir, like data centers also sound like an exciting opportunity. You had mentioned in an interview with NDTV that you are entering liquid to liquid cooling, so possibly by Q2. So how is that going, and are you bidding, or we can expect any orders soon?
We are already in process of tie-up with the some foreign companies for liquid to liquid technology. Once it is in place, we will definitely share with our shareholders first, and we will enter in this market.
Okay. And sir,
so what is going on?
Okay. And are we confident to maintain our margins of like 10 to 11%?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, in this year, like in the interview also, you mentioned that we will be touching 600 crores of revenue. So, as I mentioned earlier, that according to your presentation, 1500 crores of order book is to be executed in next 2 years. So
yes.
if we are executing 600 crores this year, in that case we have to execute around 900 crores next year.
Yes, perfectly.
So is it possible in that case?
Easily possible.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll
Thank
come
you.
Back in the queue. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Disha.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Ms. Disha.
Yes, thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. Firstly, sir, so this again, 1500 CR execution by FY28. So if I heard it right, you mentioning 600 CR will be executing in FY27, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, in terms of our order inflow, how do we look at that? What's our current bidding pipeline?
We are not bidding any project in the first quarter, but we will definitely bid the projects end of the next quarter.
Okay, if you could just give me any number, what sort of pipeline are we looking at and what sort of conversion do we look at?
Around minimum 1,000 crore for this financial year, new pipeline.
New pipeline, okay. And out of that, how much inflow are we expecting?
Sorry?
How much of that will translate into order inflows?
1,000 crore is the order we are expecting. Our target is to have 1,000 crore new orders for this financial year. And inflow in turnover from this order is, we are not expecting any inflow, because the major orders we have to first design, bid, and then the inflow start. So we are not currently considering any inflow from the new pipeline.
So given our order book is at around 1,300 sort of number, right? 1,300 and 600 will execute. So 700 that and 1,000
1800
crore order
is the
inflow.
1,800 is the order book value. And we are targeting 600 crore in this financial year.
So our closing order book can be somewhere around 2000, 2000, 2200 CR. That will be a fair understanding.
1854 was the our closing order book of March 2025, 26, and then we again got a new order of 100 crores from Ircon and one order from Aligarh. So this order book around 2000 plus.
Oh, correct, correct. Okay. And so what will be the these order inflow that we're targeting? What are you seeing as the key growth areas going ahead for us? Which segments are seeing the most traction?
Metro and the sports.
Metro and the sports complex.
Yes.
And so overall, in terms of our EBITDA margin, so you mentioned this quarter, I think there was a bit slight dip because a lot of projects were in the mobilization phase. But also we've seen, given the war, we've seen a lot of raw material inflation. So how do you see that as a potential hindrance to us achieving our margin targets? And are all how many of our contracts have that price escalation clause? How much raw material pass-through do we have?
All our contracts are including the escalation clause. So the inflation will not be affect our margins.
Okay, so for this FY27 and FY28 going ahead, 17 to 18% sort of EBITDA we can easily
Yes,
maintain.
definitely.
Okay. That is it, sir, from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Mukesh, sir. We'll take that question.
Yes.
Mukesh, sir, you can unmute yourself and ask your questions.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, Mukesh, sir.
Yeah. So, the Aligarh land monetization projects look like an interesting opportunity for us. So, could you walk us through it? What is our scope and revenue share in the joint venture? How much like capital we need, and what is the timeline? What kind of revenues we can expect? Because there was not much of information in the disclosure.
Our share in this contract is 49%, and the timeline of the project is 96 months, and we have to pay to the government 90 crore after 96 months, means after the payment received or after the funds received from the sales. And the total revenue we are looking around 250 crore and 20% around the EBITDA.
Okay, it would be in how many months?
In around 78 to 96 months.
Okay, so it will take that much time.
Yeah, it will take that much time.
Okay. And sir, you also mentioned about tunnel ventilation as a new area. So
Yes.
how big that could be for you, and what could be the timeline for the first order?
The timeline for the first quarter is minimum 6 months, and we are already doing the R&D in this area, and we are taking some consultants on our board for the same business, and we are looking forward for some tie-ups with our company for this new segment.
Okay. So, and sir, we have some like niche capabilities like your own Metro BMS, Mirthapur license. So, how much of a moat do these give you when bidding against large EPC players?
So, because of our in-house capability, our EBITDA margin is good and our rates are reasonable. The major EPC players are subletting their works to the other agencies, and that's why their cost is high. And due to our all in-house expertise, and we are almost doing all the works in-house. So
Okay,
these are the
okay.
key area to determine the rate while the bidding.
Okay. And sir, how should we see our receivable days at the end of this year?
The last year receivable is around 80 crore or 87 crore, and we already received around 85% in first month only. So I don't think our receivable will be much high in this current year.
Okay, so it can be in pretty much control.
Pretty much control.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Sunil.
Yes, Sunil ji.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
I want to ask, what differentiates Univastu in this highly competitive space against other listed players?
Sorry, I don't understand your question.
What differentiates Univastu in this highly competitive space against other listed players?
As I earlier mentioned, we answered the question. We are doing all the work in-house, and we have our own metro BMS. We have a tie-up with the Mirzapur, and all the works which we are doing, all are the in-house, including firefighting, all electrical, and all the our purchases from the OEM only.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, we'll take the question from Q&A tab. I'll just read out the question. Hello, sir. Congratulations for great set of numbers. I was reading about your company and found you have acquired a company named Gia Eco from NCLT. Could give rationale behind this and expected benefit from this acquisition.
Gia Eco is not acquired by the Univastu. Gia Eco is acquired by the another company.
Okay, sir. The next question is: finance cost dropped significantly from 102 crore in Q4 FY25 to 63 crores in this quarter, despite the balance sheet growing. What explains this reduction? Debt repayment, refinancing, or something else?
It is not because of the debt refinancing. It is because of the preferential and warrant.
Okay, so the
Yeah,
next
we did the
question.
preferential issue and warrant last year. So the inflow is help us to reduce the finance cost.
Okay, sir. The next question is how has Q1 been so far? How do we see the quarterly run rate, H1 versus H2?
The Q1 is going very good because of the ongoing orders, and the H1 will also be going good because of many delivery of materials are planned in next quarter, so it will be converted in the revenue.
Okay, and so the quarterly run rate they were asking.
I don't understand the question. How was Q1 so far? That's the question.
And the second question is, how do we see the quarterly run rate, H1 versus H2?
H1 versus H2 will be great. Will be good.
Okay, so next question is, hello sir, may I know what is the order book you are looking in data center activity?
We can't commit on the order book value in data center activity, but we can definitely answer in quarter two, after the quarter two call.
The next question is, revenue jumped from 94.88% QOQ in Q4 alone. How much of this was driven by milestone-based billing on large project versus actual execution process? Can management give us a sense of revenue recognition policy?
Girish, can you answer this question about the revenue recognition policy?
I'll do, sir. So, Univastu's revenue recognition policy is we follow the percentage of completion method, and obviously that means that how much work we have already executed that we use to test or to calculate the revenues. We already have some estimates about the costs that will be required for the entire project, and based on those percentages, we calculate the revenue by considering the costs that we have used. However, we have already incurred. However, for new projects, we also have a conservative approach, In the sense that we do not recognize the profit margin on costs, initial cost. For example, I mean, we have a threshold of 25% of the project completion. So up to 25%, we do not recognize the profit margin. So whatever is the cost is our revenue. After it exceeds 25%, then say it is now 30%, then we start recognizing the entire so on that POCM basis. So this we have been following for quite some time now, and we'll continue with this policy going ahead.
Okay, sir. The next question is, what are the other three states than the three you mentioned were you expected to grow? Where you expected to
Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh.
Okay. Sir, as per your previous response, in FY27, revenue could be 600 crores and in FY28 could be 900 crores. So as and when we win orders from Q1 onwards, will that be billed after FY28, or can we expect those would be in addition to 600 and 900?
That will be in addition to 600 and 900.
Okay. Any risk to execution?
Currently, we are not looking any risk into the execution, but if any risk we saw in future, then we will intimate to you. But currently, there is no risk in execution.
Okay, sir. Participants who request to ask question are requested to raise their hand. So we have follow-up questions from Mukesh
Yes,
Panjwani.
Mukesh.
One last question.
No, you can answer. Please.
The operating cash flow turned positive in FY26, which was a good thing. So, do you expect it to stay positive as we scale, or the growth will absorb the cash for a while?
Yes, we look forward to the positive cash flow for FY27 as well.
Okay. That would be a great thing.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Participants who wishes to ask question are requested to raise their hand or type them in the chat box. So the question is in the chat box, trade receivables on the current side went from 722 to 8062 crores, more than 10x increase. What's the debtor days and how much of these is from government clients with historically slow payment cycles?
So firstly, it is not the crore, it is lakhs. And secondly, out of 8082 lakhs, we received around 80% debt in 30 days in April month only.
Okay. As per our balance sheet, our trade payables were 150 crore plus. Why these much higher trade payables?
No, the trade payable cycle is for 90 days. That's why, and in quarter four, we achieve a turnover around 100 crores. So the figure is higher.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Do we have any other questions? So we have a question in our chat box. FY28 targets 900 crores and additionally.
Additionally, depend on the orders which we received in current year and next year.
Okay, the next question is, hi sir, it's great to see Univasti growing. As you know, there has been a dull moment in the share price. So how do you see your shareholders growing in the future?
I can't comment on the share price.
Share capital tripled from 1,199 crores from FY25 to 3,598 crores in FY26. Was this a bonus issue, right issue, or equity raise? What was the use of proceeds and what is the current promoter holding?
This is because of the bonus and the preferential, and the current promoter holding is around 63 or 67%.
Sir, as no further questions are there, I would now like the management to share their closing remarks.
Thank you so much all to joining this webinar and give us opportunity to present Univastu in front of you. Now I hand over to Finn Porter.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. For any questions that remain unanswered, feel free to write to us and we will be happy to respond. Thank you. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Kushi. Thank you, Girish.